You know, every day we sing Guru Puja. Can you help me? Who composed this song, Guru Puja? Every day we sing in every ISKCON temple. Thank you. Before we begin the class, we chant one mantra. Om Ajnanatimirandasya. Do you know who composed that? Narottam Das Thakur. Every disappearance day in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada said, we have to sing this song. Do you know who composed that? Come on, loudly. Narottam Das Thakur. There's a very many stories about it, this song. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he pressured that every devotee in every great Acharya's disappearance day must sing this. So we are following Srila Prabhupada. So you are all familiar with it, so we are going to do it.
Jaya Lila Prema Dhana Karuna Pracho प्रभु को था गेला आचार्य था को हे न प्रभु को था गेला काले कोथा गेला गोरा
Shashane Kuti Vomatha Anale Pashi Shane Kuti Bomata Anale Pasi Bopasane Kuti Goranga Gunera Nidhi Kutha Gele Sangira Sange Je Kaila Bila Se Chaba Sangira Sange Je Kaila Bila Se Chaba Sangira Sange Je Kaila Bila Se sangana paya kande narotama Se sangana paya kande narotama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahams Paribrajaka Charya Stutara Satasi Srimad Srila Bhai Charna Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahams Paribrajaka Charya Stutara Satasi Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Narottam Das Thakur Ki Narottam Das Thakur Disappearance Day Mahamahotsav Ki Gaur Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. To purify our consciousness, we evoke the mercy of Lord Krishna in the form of Lord Vasudev. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायम् उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. Thank you. You all are wonderful. So today, Narottam Das Thakur, Disappearance Day itself is like a whole day discussion. But I have also got assignment to recite this Bhagavatam part. So we'll begin with it and we'll try to find some relevant to go to Narottam Das Thakur. So this is second canto, chapter 6, Srila Prabhupada entitled as Purusha Sukta Confirmed. And today's verse is 9 and 10. So we'll recite together because of the time and more than one verses. Please recite together.
Payurjamasya mitrasya parimakshasya narada hinsaya nirutter mitur nirayasya gudam smitaha.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O Narada, the evacuating outlet of the universal form of the Lord is the abode of the controlling deity of death, Mitra. Those who are familiar with the Sanskrit, Mitra means very friendly. So there's a mystery about it, the deity of death called Mitra. And the evacuating hole and the rectum of the Lord is the place of, none of you want it, say it together. Envy, misfortune, death, hell, etc. It's scary, isn't it? Who wants it? Nobody wants it. But if we find something within me, envious mentality, not interested in spiritual life called misfortune, and fear of death or hellish. Hell means where your consciousness is going down, transformation. Hell has a two reasons. I'm sure you all are familiar. Prabhupada says in third canto, 20th chapter, he explained why hell was created for two reasons, and none of devotees ever want those, so it's not applicable, but we should know where it is. We'll go to text 10. There's no purport on that, so text 10. Together.
Parabhuter adharmasya tamasascha pipaschima naddo nada nadinam cha Gotranam asti samhati.
Synonyms. Parabhutehe. Parabhutehe. You can say it. Of frustration. Adharmasya. Of immortality. tamasaha
of
ignorance,
cha
and
api
as also
paschimaha,
the back,
nadda
of the intestines,
nada
of the great rivers,
nadinam
of the rivulets,
cha
also
gotranam
of the mountains,
asti
bones,
samhati
accumulation.
Translation
and purport by A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
Thank you.
The back of the
Lord
is the place
of all kinds
of frustration and
ignorance.
You know what is that
means? Means when
you feel this,
you are actually
not focusing on
Krishna.
This is so wonderful,
the way Prabhupada
translated. I was
looking word to word
meaning early morning
this morning.
Because
when you
see the shadow,
as Prabhupada
was explaining to the
pilot,
when you see the
shadow of
your own, when?
When
you are turned
back
to the sun. Very
good, back to the light.
Similar principle.
When you
go through frustration
and
ignorance, it's because
of
you're not
focusing on Krishna.
Why?
Because there is a
verse, Narottam
Das Thakur actually
explains.
When you focus
on Krishna,
Krishna's
glory is so
big, your
frustration
and ignorance
become so small,
you almost like
overlook.
You don't even
see it.
So this
is beautiful
translation, the
way Prabhupada writes
it. So we'll do it
again, one more time,
together.
The back
of the Lord
is the place
for all
kinds of
frustration
and ignorance,
as well
as for
immortality.
From
his veins
flow
the great
rivers,
rivulets,
and
on his bones
are
stacked the
great mountains.
Purport.
In
order to defy
the impersonal
conception
of the Supreme
Personality of
Godhead, a
systematic
analysis
of the physiological
and
anatomical
constitution
of his
transcendental
body is
given here.
I have a
question.
Anyone
ever
open a
Prabhupada's book
and find that
that word
impersonal
is
almost every
purport is there?
Do you know
why?
I was very surprised.
I was just reading
other day Bhagavad
Gita, just open
randomly.
In the purport
there is a.
So I
tell you a little
1 minute story.
Mahatma Prabhu
left. He
was mentioning
that was very nice.
Keshav
Bharati Maharaj,
he was
in the audience
and Srila Prabhupada
was giving class.
And
he was
expressing
the
teachings
of Mayavadi
impersonalism
so
much corrupting
the heart
of the conditioned
soul.
So Prabhupada
was like expressing
some anger.
So after the
class,
Keshav Bharati Maharaj,
at that time
he was a Prabhu,
he told
Prabhupada,
is there a
group of Indian
in India,
like they are
impersonalists,
like you are upset
with them?
Anyone
knows what Prabhupada
replied?
Prabhupada
said, no, I'm
talking about you.
He was like
shocked.
He said, me?
Impersonalist?
If you have
Bhagavad Gita, you
look at it, 4.10,
in the
purport. There is
a two
part of the
purport.
One
part is talking
about
gradation of
bhakti.
Before
that, you will see
Prabhupada writes,
everybody
is born with
three attachments.
Everybody
is born with how many
attachments?
Three.
What are those?
Negligence
of spiritual life.
Narottam
Das Thakur is the
one
example,
one of the
few rare souls.
He was
never negligence on
his spiritual life.
And second,
he says, Prabhupada
writes,
frustration
arising
from
voyeurism.
Prabhus
and mothers, we are born
with it.
Read Prabhupada's purport,
you see it.
It's scary.
We should
be afraid of Maya. We
should be afraid of our material
conditioning.
We should
get out as fast as possible. I don't mean dying, I mean elevating consciousness. Death is not the solution. Elevation of consciousness is the solution. And the third one is fear of spiritual identity. It's interesting. The next Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is clear from the available description of the body of the Lord, his universal form, that the form of the Lord is distinct from the forms of ordinary mundane conception. So what's the difference between the Lord's form and my form or your form? I'm sure you thought about it many times. One time Srila Prabhupada says, the karmi or materialist, their view is they see the action, activities of a person and they judge about that person on that level. Spiritualist view is you see the attitude of a person and you communicate or reciprocate on that base. Why? Because we talked about this chapter, or I would say majority portion of this whole canto, second canto, there is a three universal form. Second chapter, sixth chapter, and tenth chapter. It's like you wonder, why Sukhdev Goswami, in front of a dying man who is about to die in few days, Bhagavatam already started, this is in second canto, he's talking about the creation, universal form, impersonalism, again and again and again. And then you'll see on the third canto again, and then the fifth canto again, and on the sixth canto again. Because our intelligence is not pure. We cannot grasp, meditate on the Satchidananda form. Satchidananda form is not the form only, it's a substance. Beddam vastavam atra vastu, sivadam trapatrayana unmulanam. Krishna is a spiritual substance. He has a characters. He has a attitude, his nature, his preference, his qualities. These are the meditation for every devotee. When we meditate on those, then we will see his form is the substance. I'm going to repeat one thing what Prabhupada says. In this canto, you will come in few months, or maybe few, I'm not sure when it will be. But it is in this canto. How many of you ever came to the deity? Oh, Gornitan. Yeah, Radha Samsunda, Gaur Krishna Balan. Who else is here? Walked out. Anybody ever did this? Be honest, I did it. But I don't do it after I read the Prabhupada's purport. Do you know why you should not? You should pay attention on the deity's every details. You should not just walk by. I mean, till today, you'll see, a lot of times somebody comes in the Jai Gonitai, Jai Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram. Srila Prabhupada says, impersonalism, contamination is still there in the consciousness. That's why we are not attracted to see the beauty of the deities. We just, some idea, you know, like, okay, there is Gornitai, I know. There is, yeah, Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar, okay. There is, yeah, Krishna Balaram, good. Who? What else? We are not attracted to Krishna because impersonalism. Impersonalism, their main thing is they accept the God without any potency. This is the biggest mistake they do. Those who are focusing about God with material potency, they are called yogi. Those who are focusing on absolute truth with material potency, also internal potency, external and internal, they are called devotee. So you can examine yourself.
where you are. What do you focus most of the day? How this world is running, how Maya is doing it. Well, you are not really thinking of Krishna in a spiritual level. You are thinking of Krishna in a yogi, paramatma level. Big difference is, even on Krishna's own word in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Trivira Ganair Mayir Sarvamidam Jagat. What is the 7:13? The whole world is under these illusions, and I am everywhere, nobody sees. Nobody knows me. So Krishna is everywhere, nobody knows him, nobody sees him. Everybody is under the spell of three modes. So Krishna reveals like this, then question comes that what is the, why did Krishna repeat it again? Well, I'm everywhere, then why did he repeat, he said, I am also in your heart. Is the heart is also part of the everywhere? Yes or no? Then why he has to say, I am also in the heart? Not one time, few times. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddesha arjuna tishtati. Riddesha, I am sitting situated in your heart. 15:15. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. I am in your heart. Somebody may say, Krishna, you already said you are everywhere. Why you are repeating you are in my heart? Why you think? Because he wants reciprocation. He wants you to literally reciprocate with him. Every day, at least for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour. Bhagavatam 3.6.2, you'll see in the purport Prabhupada, it's very interesting point. He said, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna goes there and I don't know where Prabhupada got this, is interesting. He said, why someone would dress the most beautiful outfit in the war field? Can somebody guess? I mean, Prabhupada literally asked that and he gave the answer. But why somebody, would you go dress yourself? Oh, first of all, do you know all the men's? Well, I don't know, in American culture, more or less. Well, I'm almost 30 years. But in Indian culture, in India, a man is dressed the best way, gorgeous way, only one time in his life. Would you guess? Come on. Wait, see, ladies guess faster than... That's not good. Yeah, men actually in India, that's the only day. They dress so gorgeous. They have all kinds of dots, you know, earring, big, like, made of something, big crown, all kinds of. It's like a gorgeous dress. So when Prabhupada said his name is Natabar, Bar means the husband, groom. So Prabhupada asked that question, why Krishna would dress so gorgeously in the war? Why in the war? War, you're supposed to have a tight fit military, I don't know, this is how you think, no? Like a fighter. But Krishna is not fighting, but still, well, he did fight. Or at least he broke his promise for Bhishma Dev. But he dressed so beautiful. Why? Come on. He owns everything. That's good, but that's not satisfying the answer. That's true. What you said is true. Why Krishna would manifest the most beautiful form in the world? Akshayananda Maharaj asked Prabhupada, why did you name Radha Partha Sarathi, the deity temple in Delhi? So Prabhupada didn't even think for a moment. He immediately answered, you think that Krishna even for a moment forgot Srimati Radharani's name? Because Partha Sarathi means Arjuna and Krishna. Now in the battlefield, Prabhupada is saying that Krishna is absorbed in thinking of Radharani. It's unbelievable. Lot of things Prabhupada did is like a far beyond any other acharya's very deep conception who Krishna is. So Prabhupada explains that Krishna is there. You know, your physical body are manifestation of your parents. This body you got. The subtle body, who created your subtle body? Mind. No, mind is the subtle body. You yourself. Well, indirectly you are right, very thoughtful. But actually, where you got the subtle body? No. You are right too, desire also. But who gave it? It's not like you desire, I desire $1 million. $1 million will not appear here. It has to be sanctioned by Krishna, and then Maya will manifest. Yeah? That is also true. So, okay. These all answers are correct, but the perfect answer will be, the moment you misuse your free will, you got attracted by the allurement of Maya, Lord Shiva and Parvati, you see they have a genital and vagina, like Shiva Lingam. They are the ruler of this material world. Maya Devi rules the whole world and Lord Shiva is the king appointed by Krishna. Krishna made them king and queen of this material world. From their union, the subtle body, false ego, appears. False ego, mind, or material intelligence. Material intelligence come from them, come through the Brahmaji. The material mind is actually Sattvagun products, but it's interesting. It doesn't act like a Sattvagun. It's always disturbing. So this whole subtle body comes. So when Sudarshan Chakra dissolved every soldier's body, physical body, Sudarshan Chakra also dissolves subtle body. That's why it is better to be killed by Sudarshan Chakra than by another human. Because subtle body dissolved. But Prabhupada made a very interesting point in the Parbhat. He said, the guy like Shishupal, even though Sudarshan Chakra dissolved his body, but he had a hateful resentment against Krishna. So he will never enter into Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. He will enter into Brahma Jyoti. So who is responsible where my destiny will be? Thank you. It is our attitude. If we develop a good respect to Vaishnavas, devotional attitude, the whole reformation takes place, and we want to really serve Krishna under guidance, then we will enter into where the under guidance the spiritual master from. Yes, please.
You got a little distracted.
Okay.
You asked the question, how is Krishna thinking of Radharani? And what does Radharani have to do with the battlefield? In regards to Radharani.
Yes.
The answer is that Prabhupada expounded is that Radharani is always with Krishna.
Yes. Yes.
So she's unmanifested on the battlefield. It doesn't mean that she's not there with Krishna, right?
No, she is there with Krishna. It's not visible.
Not visible.
Yes.
That's how.
But it is visible when 50 years later, the union of the Brajabashi and Krishna, that was full-fledged. Radharani herself manifested in a private camp of Uddhava. That's what was called confidential pastimes of gopis meeting with Krishna in Kurukshetra. That is the birthplace of the Ratha Jatra, the taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that I would rather not do my bhajan in Vrindavan, Radhakund, I would do bhajan in that place where Radharani needs the help most. And that's the same intention why Prabhupada actually, I would say, gorgeously all over the world established this Ratha Jatra. Pulling a chariot on Ratha Jatra day is the greatest act a conditioned soul can do. Radharani's mercy is there automatically.
You also asked why was Krishna dressing so nicely?
Yeah, I'm coming back to that. Krishna dressed very nicely, Prabhupada logic. that I gave about the Shishupal. So Shishupal attitude, he never went back home, back to garden. So Krishna dressed so beautifully. Why? Because when subtle body dissolved, what is left of you? Your physical body dissolved, subtle body dissolved, what is left?
Soul.
The soul, you. You have a free will exercise at that time. Krishna is there. Srila Prabhupada says, I'm paraphrasing, whoever develop love for him by seeing his most beautiful, attractive form, they will go to Vaikuntha. If they want to express their love and serve him, they will go to Golok. So in that sense, it is all up to Krishna. Subjective also is objective. Our attitude, our understanding and desire. So it is combination. Okay. Now let's finish the Prabhupada's purport. Very nice, beautiful purport. I mean, every purport is like this. It is clear from the available description of the body of the Lord, his universal form, that the form of the Lord is distinct from the forms of ordinary mundane conception. In any case, he is never a formless void. Ignorance is the back of the Lord, and therefore the ignorance of the less intelligent class of man is also not separate from his bodily conception. Today is Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day. I'm going to talk about ignorance, because this Narottam Das Thakur has a thousands of teachings. And every day we chant, Om Ajnanati Mirandasya. This is composed by Narottam Das Thakur. And when he composed and what is that means? Of course, the translation, as Prabhupada writes, I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri, my spiritual master, who has applied the ointment of transcendental knowledge and has thus dispelled the dense darkness of the desires for dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, which arise from the five types of ignorance. In this way, he has opened my transcendental eyes, which have become inclined to the devotional service of Lord Sri Krishna. I do not have enough time, but you can read in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.20.18, Srila Prabhupada explains what are those ignorance. We are praying every day. We chant this mantra. Lord Krishna says in Govardhan Puja is coming in 24th chapter, 10th canto, verse 6. Getta agetta cha karmani janayam anutishtati. Vidusha karma siddhishet. People are doing things in this world. Those who are fully aware why do things they do, they get full result. Those who are not fully aware, they will get proportion to their understanding. So it is for our own interest, we should be aware why we celebrate Govardhan Puja, why we celebrate Prabhupada's Guru Puja. Ask yourself, find the answer. If you don't have answer, go to some senior devotee. It's very important. More we understand this, more we grasp it, more we elevate our consciousness, according to Krishna. So five kinds of ignorance in that purport, I'm going to summarize in one. First is ignorance of our own spiritual identity. Second, Prabhupada writes, misidentifying with the inert material body as the self. Third, ignorance is possessiveness toward mundane sense objects or self-conception of being an enjoyer. Fourth, absorption in duality or attachment to substance other than Krishna. Fifth, fear and distorted perception, virup grahana. Also, in Jaivadharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that we should pray to Vaishnavas and Guru every day, because four, he gives in Jaivadharma chapter 30, four types of ignorance he mentioned there. He says, anatma as atma. We identify always body as the self. This is a big mistake. What is your name? My name is Pran Govinda Das. That's not actually good way to say it. As a Pran Govinda Das, disciple or follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, like that. It is a proper identity. Our identity should be always with Guru and Krishna, not separate existence. So this is first ignorance. This is the second is the material enjoyment as ultimate happiness. Actually, one Gurukuli boy, I won't say because you all know him. He's a wonderful devotee. He told me one time, if Krishna gives us sense gratification unlimitedly to enjoy, then the problem would be solved. I said, actually, sense gratification is blocking your real happiness. The sense enjoyment is not the real happiness. You may think, but it is not the real happiness the soul can experience. The spiritual service to the Bhagavan in that level. In conditional level, maybe it's difficult to experience. Just like eating sweet rice. I don't know if anybody ever eats sweet rice in a bowl filled with salty water. I tried it when I heard this from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So I took a ball and put some salt and mixed with the water and then I put ice cream just to taste it. I know you may think like he's a dummy. Yes, I am dummy. But I have to experience this. It tastes horrible. And if you next time you say, would you like ice cream? And I never had ice cream. This is the only experience I had. I will say, no, I don't want. You wonder why Krishna consciousness is not so attractive to everybody all the time. Because their heart is impure. Even though they chant, but they cannot really get that real pure taste. Third is anitta as nitta. Temporary things, we take it as a, as long as I have a house paid off, you know, my health is good, then I'm fine, it's okay. No, this is not, this is a wrong conception. You cannot make prison as a paradise. It will never become. I mean, since time immemorial, people are trying. And the fourth is jara samparka as nitya sambandha. As long as my children are okay, my parents are okay, I'm fine. No, they're not okay. They will not be okay whole life. They're okay for now, but don't focus on their body. Their soul needs. This is like a real loving caring. Now, Narottam Das Thakur says very interesting things. He said, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song, that actually if you want to get rid of your agyan, ignorance, now it's a very interesting, oh Krishna, the time is like ticking so quick. So I'll tell you a little pastime of Narottam Das Thakur. He says, when he heard the news that his nephew in a sense, Srinivas Acharya's disciple, Ramachandra Kaviraj, you know, you all sing that song, if you ever wonder, why he is mentioning his god-brothers, not even god, yeah, Shiksha god-brothers, disciple. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Das. We sing this, that Narottam Das Thakur is begging for Ramachandra Kaviraj's association. Because Ramachandra Kaviraj was very intimate disciple of Srinivas Acharya. So when he heard the news, that Srinivas Acharya and Ramachandra Kaviraj, Srinivas Acharya left. So then he was kind of very morose. And after some time, his disciple, who was intimate close friend of Narottam Das Thakur, also disappeared. He was devastated. He literally left this world. There were a lot of impersonalist Mayavadis, so-called non-devotees were criticizing Narottam Das Thakur's that situation. Look at his young man, cannot even live long life. He is a non-Brahmana birth, initiated the Brahmana, Ganganarayan. Your name, Ganganarayan Chakravarti. He's one of the foremost disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. You know that. So Ganganarayan Chakravarti was there. Chakravarti means a very high-class Brahman. And everybody criticizing Narottam Das Thakur because he initiated Brahmanas and he's not born Brahmana. So Narottam Das Thakur explained two types of, one is by qualification and one is by birth. But anyway, they did not care for this. Then when Narottam Das Thakur passed away, Ganganarayan Chakravarti got so much affected from that criticism of thousands of Brahmanas around. He started crying, really hitting his chest like this. Gurudev, you cannot leave. You cannot leave. You have to establish this. You have to solve this problem. Otherwise, these people will go become demons, criticizing you. You are such an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. After crying and crying and crying desperately, Narottam Das Thakur came back from his death bed. And he went to the temple room. First song he wrote. Would you like to guess which song it is? The Guru Puja we sing. Balavanta Prabhu, he lives here. He was a GBC one time, very close associate of Prabhupada. He mentioned this story. First time in ISKCON in America, when Achyutananda Prabhu's book came on the Guru Vandana, generally Prabhupada interacts during Guru Puja time. He looks at who is here, how they are dancing. He also, play the gong, yeah. Play the gong. But that day, Balavanta Prabhu said, he was like, put his head down and trying to listen what they're singing. And it was like whole Guru Puja, Prabhupada did not even move, just listening. And after Guru Puja, he got down and he was going out. As he was stepping out at the door, he asked, do they know what they're singing? Do they understand? And that's why the translation started. They should read the translation. That's why we do in Alachua. It's pleasing Prabhupada, because Prabhupada asked that question. So Narottam Das Thakur came to his room and he wrote this song. So that's why this song is very effective to our consciousness. And then of course, because of the time, I'll jump into, I have 2 minutes, 3 minutes. That Narottam Das Thakur later on, he passed away in a deep separation where his body turned into, who knows, milk. Yeah, somebody said milk. Yes. They did not know that he's going to leave. They say, I want to take bath. And he's crying. He's feeling separation from Mahaprabhu. That's why this song that we were singing was so intense. So they were rubbing his body. He said, give me some massage. And they're massaging. And then after a while, they saw that this whole skin, everything turning into milk. The whole body literally dissolving. Then one disciple immediately got a pot and kept some of the milk. And they gave the samadhi. This is called Dudh Samadhi. And Pancha Gaura Prabhu. No, was that Rico? Premananda Gaur. He went with Jayapataka Maharaj to that samadhi place. He reminded me the other day. He said, oh yeah, I went there. This is the milk samadhi. It's still there. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada made one trust called MBT. Everybody may not be familiar. It's called Mayapur Vrindavan Trust. And another trust Prabhupada made is called PSCT, Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. So Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust, I was there one time. They renovate and make those. So they renovated and made it big, a nice temple, so the devotee can go and participate there. Narottam Das Thakur has unlimited pastimes, and these are wonderful. Narottam Das Thakur also said about the ignorance, I'll end with this. He said there is a skeptical ignorance, there's a pious ignorance, there's a reverential ignorance. And skeptical ignorance means they're like scientific-minded devotees even. They read something, sometimes it doesn't make sense, they may not believe it because they have ignorance. They don't think that way. They should be thinking that they have ignorance. Whatever Prabhupada said in his book is all perfect, but we have to elevate our level of consciousness to grasp it. The pious ignorance is there are a lot of people who are, you can say, very religious, good, pious activity they do. They often, you know, donate money, this, that. But their belief is very little, very little. Just like one man, I won't say the name, he comes to our Sunday feast. He's coming here almost like 20 years. And I spend little time, one time. And after a little while, He says, but everything ultimately in spiritual world, everything is like nothing remains. We all merge into everything. I said, you have a Bhagavatam in your house? He said, yes, Sakshi Gopal Prabhu gave me one time. I said, it will be good also if you open it and read it. So you can see these are called pious ignorance. But he gives donation to temple. And there is a reverential ignorance, Narottam Das Thakur writes. These are like those who like one article written by one Indian GPS geologist, you can say, who said, Krishna's journey from Hastinapur to Dwarka is not properly written in Bhagavatam. So of course we had a strong devotees, Bhanu Maharaj and others, they fought back. No, this is bogus what he's saying. When Krishna left Hastinapur, the capital of Kauravas that time, to Dwarka, Krishna is not going according to GPS map. You know, you drive, you look at the GPS map. I do. When you go to Miami or somewhere, you follow the GPS. Krishna is not going to Dwarka like that. Krishna is going just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you all know the story in seventh chapter, Madhya Lila, where Mahaprabhu delivered this Kurma Brahman, then he left. He went few hundred miles. And this leprosy Vasudev, I'm sure you all are familiar with that story. Leprosy Vasudev, he started crying. And he was devastated. The Lord came in our village, but I got deprived from his association, from his beautiful form. My life is useless. And he used to have a leprosy. Anyway, his details is there. That some bugs would fall, he would put it back. Prabhupada gave a big, big purport on that. He was crying. And Mahaprabhu came back and gave him darshan, delivered him, gave him a youth, most attractive young body. Very nice philosophy established. He asked Mahaprabhu, now I will be proud because I had a horrible body, leprosy, nobody would look at me, I was humble. But now I have a beautiful body, people, I will be very proud. Mahaprabhu said, how to solve the pride? Who remembers? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu said, if you keep on chanting, your pride will be dissolved. So that was very nice. So now if you look at the GPS, Mahaprabhu, South India, like he went this way, but then 100 miles, that's not according to the GPS map. He's not going by the GPS map. He's going by reciprocation with the devotees. So Krishna left Hastinapur, he went to one village. Then they cried, no, you have to come to that village, that they are crying for you, you have to, my Lord. Then Krishna took detour. He went zigzag, wherever devotees needed him. You follow? So this guy, he writes, you know, he was wrong, it is not exactly map of Hari Baba, this is not the purpose of Bhagavatam. Purpose of Bhagavatam, to absorb in Krishna. And see how Krishna reciprocated with that, not the GPS map from Hastinapur to Dwarka. So this is also ignorance. Some devotee, I mean, I should not say that, but some people who comes to the movement may think, Prabhupada said, we didn't go to moon, I can't accept something like that. Be very careful. We sing every day, Damodar Ashtakam. If you read his life, Satyavrata Muni's life. Okay, I'll end with this question. One question. Somebody help me. Imagine you are Satyavrata Muni. Imagine, because we are not imitating. Satyavrata Muni, you wonder how he composed such a beautiful Damodar Ashtakam. I'll give you, there are seven stories. One story is that before he became Satyavrata Muni, well known, he was a king, Manu. He was a big king. So in his, one time he was meditating, because those days king are called Rajoshi. Rajoshi means two things, ruling the external world and also ruling the internal world, the senses, attitude, always controlled, directed to Krishna. So that time he was meditating. Now he knows if he lies during his meditation, he will break his bow. Meditation result will be futile. And if he tell the truth, it may cause danger. So what happened? He was meditating. And one bear running and went this way. The sitting place where he was meditating, there's a split road. So one hunter came. Hey, Sadhu Baba. He didn't recognize this is the king. He said, which way the bear went? Do you have an answer? What Satyavrata Muni should have done? Do you know that's past time? He was thinking, if I tell him this way the bear went, the hunter will kill him. So the bear will lose his life. And if he lies, then he will lose his meditation power. What would you do? Cry? That's good. Thank you. You know what Satyavrata Muni did? He really meditated on Goddess Saraswati. That's why we also pray Saraswati before we speak. And Saraswati said, utter the mantra, Aim. So he started the mantra, Aim, and realization came in his heart. So when the hunter asked which way he went, he's expressing like this. If I tell you the truth, the bear will be dead, but he's saying half word, half indication with the, you know, which way he went. Sometimes you don't say, you show finger, means this way. So he's showing like this, halfway half, and after a little while, the hunter is thinking, people who knows don't speak, people who speak don't know. I probably got lost. Never mind, it's okay, you don't have to answer. Did he give correct answer? Yeah. He didn't have to break either word or lie. So Satyavrata Muni went like this in order to become that kind of revelation in his heart. This Damodarashtakam, you all know, this is composed by Satyavrata Muni, but this is eternal. It's revealed in his heart, and he picked what he wanted to compose, these 8 verses that we sing. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.